It helps that you live above PCC to be. It helps to be a vegan in a place like this, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh yeah.
Well, PCC isn't particularly vegan friendly. So
how so?
They just don't have the breadth of vegan items that we became accustomed to at some stores in Tucson.
Uh-huh.
And so, but, you know, there's good and bad in that, because well, after here, we're going to go to Mercer Island for a couple of things. And one of those things is going to New Seasons, which is a small grocery store that I think started in Portland. They have a quite a nice selection, mm-hmm. thank you, of vegan things. But my point is, we go to Trader Joe's, we go to Whole Foods, we go to 365, we go to PCC, we go to Vegan Haven, which is a small grocery store on University, that everything in this little grocery general store is vegan. And so we patronize so many places, including 701 Cafe, which is one of our favorite places to go at the corner of Cherry and 23rd. And no, I know, I'm just putting it out there. But because she's starting to make vegan cheeses and she makes croissants, we like to go to all sorts of places that want us to be there.
Right. But I think we should back up a little bit and find out. You've not always been vegan, so why are you vegans?
We became vegans for different reasons, but at the same time. Mom was going to be going away for the weekend, and one of the things they were going to do was watch the movie Forks and Knives.
Forks Over Knives.
Forks Over Knives.
Yeah.
And Mom asked me if I would watch the same movie that weekend on my own. And, you know, because wouldn't it be nice if we both became vegans at the same time? And I said I was interested in the idea of becoming vegan, but that movie didn't seem like it would be the route I wanted to take to get there. So I watched a movie called Earthlings. And by the end of the weekend, when we came back together, we both were committed vegans, Mom for health and environment reasons, and me for animal rights reasons. And we went through a spree of emptying our cupboards and freezer and refrigerator and giving away all our food and restocking it. And we were vegans. I went vegan in the space of 10 minutes. I don't know about Mom.
It took me a day.
And then our reasons for becoming vegan morphed the longer we were vegan. So I see my veganism as part of my spiritual practice, animal rights, environment, the idea that there's enough in the world without having to kill animals, and Mom's reasons to have grown. Becoming vegan is really one of the easiest things we've ever done. It expanded our horizons in terms of the kinds of foods that we could eat. It's never been difficult. We've never felt deprived of anything. And we cook more. We know more about the food we eat. And it feels like the right place to be.
It's interesting, though. We're coming on 5 years. And we became vegan in Tucson, where I had a group of women friends for many, many, many years. And one of those women owned the cabin that I was at when I became vegan, and she was already a vegan. She was vegan for health reasons. And we've come to understand that a lot of times when you make a decision to do something because of health, there's not an immediate benefit. You know, it's not like, oh, my bones stop aching, or, you know, my hair grows longer or whatever. And there's not the kind of commitment that apparently people who become vegan for moral, ethical reasons have. And why I'm telling you this is she became an opportunistic vegan. So when we would go out with our friends to a restaurant, she would say, oh, I'm just going to have this Reuben sandwich today, you know. And then I was committed to having the waiter, you know, find what the chef could make or whatever that was vegan. And my friends started to give me a hard time about why didn't, you know, I'm making trouble, you know. And
it's only eggs.
It's only eggs, right, exactly. Cheese, I could never give up bacon. And I wasn't asking them to do that. And I wasn't asking them to do, when we had a potluck, let's say, to make stuff for me. I made sure that I brought stuff for myself. But what I found was that I was pulling away from them on a lot of levels that being a vegan brings up. You know, what are my ethical and moral and, there's another word that I can't...
Spiritual,
thank you.
Values. Right.
And do they coincide with these women that I considered friends for so long? And I found myself pulling away.
Nice.
Yeah.
Change of not reflecting your own values.
Yeah.
I'm a vegan, but I'll eat the occasional Reuben, which, you know, corned beef, and I love corned beef, but it's some of the nastiest stuff you can really put in your body.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, chemicals and salt and all those things.
Exactly. You know, preservatives. And
my God.
But, you know, growing up in Chicago, they would say, to play devil's advocate, they would say, if God didn't want us to eat animals, he wouldn't have made them out of meat.
And the funny thing is, we spend hours every month watching Tony Bourdain, watching Chef's Table, watching all sorts of things. And on one level, people who care about food in a way that is not objectionable to me. I watch, you know, all those Alaska programs where people are living subsistence lives and killing animals because they're eating them. Because they don't have, you know, vegan options in the Arctic. And I know that that's fine with me. And I understand that the world is not always going to see things the way we do. But I also understand that caring about how you eat is a reflection of caring about how you see yourself in relation to people too, not just animals, but people. Mm-hmm.
And in a perfect world, we would airlift garbanzo bean flour to them.
My God, that's a brilliant idea! Little parachutes coming down. Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh,